Okay, so we've got another lightning talk from Alexis Sellier.
Cool, hey. So I'm Alexi, or Cloudhead. And I'm going to talk about the problem of peer-to-peer code collaboration and what we're doing at Monadic around this. So I'd like to start with Git, because I think this is today the foundation for code collaboration. It's the common ground. And what I mean by that is that, you know, despite us using maybe GitLab, GitHub, or mailing lists or whatever it is, there's always at the center of that Git, at least for most people. And if we want to talk about code collaboration, therefore, we should start with Git. However, there are a few things missing from Git as a protocol. And this is why things like hosted platforms are so popular. So I broke it down into three categories. There's discovery. So this is the problem of finding change sets to merge, or finding peers, finding remotes, places to push to, things like that. Canonicity, which is to know which is the upstream that I should download my changes from, or I should download a release from. And social artifacts. So Git, the bare bones Git only supports code. And if we want things like issues and pull requests or things like that, we need something extra. So let's look at what has been done to resolve these. So first of all, we have mailing lists. So this is kind of the first solution that there was. And so it's fairly simple in a way, but in terms of user experience and usability, it's not great. And so from there, we kind of moved towards what I'm calling hosted platforms. And here we have our usability, and you know it's become really mainstream. But we have another problem, which is a lot of these are not free software. They are not necessarily resilient in that they are run by for-profit companies. And they're controlled in a way that does not allow communities to sort of stir them in the direction that is best for the community. So what does peer-to-peer have to say about this? Is there something we can do with peer-to-peer?